I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Perseverance Theater has lived up to its name. It's persevered through the roller coaster of a pandemic. And although the ride is not yet completely smoothed out, Perseverance Theater continues to adapt to changing circumstances and has managed to keep working towards a new season. Our next two guests are here from Perseverance Theater to pull back the curtain and let us get a peek at what's in the offering. Here with me, I have Leslie Ishii, Artistic Director. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, thanks for having us again, Shelley.
Yeah, and Frank Delaney, Managing Director. No relation to Shelley Delaney. Hello, Frank.
Oh, are you able to hear us, Frank?
I can't hear Frank.
Okay, I think they're working
on it. He was just here. All right. Well, it's great to talk to you both today. And while we're waiting for Frank to join, Leslie, maybe you can tell me a little bit about how the summer wrapped up at Perseverance.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. We're so proud of our young artists that performed in our Star 2021 showcase and spent 2.5 weeks with us. It was a program about their self-determination and what they wanted and needed to express, especially given, like you said, this roller coaster of a pandemic, you know, that seems to persist. So they were awesome. They took the main stage, and I can say that our next generation and the future of Perseverance is in great hands. They were awesome. So I'm so proud of them. And the audience was wonderful. They masked up, they came, they supported, and they gave them a standing ovation at the end. And anyway, it was a great way to culminate the summer. And so happy we were able to have the program again. It was mostly in person here in Juneau, but we did have a couple of students that tuned in virtually and created stories, wrote their own pieces. And there were some local stories here that were original as well. So just really proud of our young artists. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great to hear. I'm really glad that they had such a good time. So one thing that's exciting to hear today is that you've announced your plan for an in-person 2021 season. I know that could not have been an easy decision. Leslie, how did Perseverance make the call to reopen?
That's a really great question, and it was quite a process. And Frank, please chime in. As you can imagine, like you said, we've been working those muscles of adaptation, being great adapters, and I think we have earned the right to call ourselves Perseverance Theater. we've just hung in there. We've gone virtual. And Frank, I'm going to pass the baton to you because Frank's been sitting on a committee, too, that's really kept abreast of all of the COVID protocols and regulations that helped inform our decision. So, Frank, I'm glad you made it. Yay.
Yeah, thank you. Some technical problems, but I think I'm all in there now. Like Leslie said, I was sitting on a statewide committee that helped write some guidelines for theaters to reopen and come back into spaces. So it's been something that's been on our minds for a while, and we've been following all of the national trends and trying to figure out when the best time for us would be. You know, for everybody who's ever been into our theater, you understand some of the logistical difficulties that we have there with things like social distancing and getting people in and out of the space safely. And so once we felt confident that we understood all of those little things, we had the best, most up-to-date information from the national sources and the local sources and the doctors, we looked at a date and feel like we can make it happen, and we can make it happen safely. And we've been wanting to get back to having people in our building as soon as is feasible and is safe, and we feel like this is going to be the moment.
That's really great news. I'm very glad to hear that. I know the last year was tough, but let's look ahead to the good times. I'm so excited to hear the lineup for the 2021-22 season.
Awesome. Well, the first show is Voyager 1 by Jared Michael Delaney. What is it about the name Delaney, y'all? It's a very popular name.
I don't know. No relation here.
No relation to me either, although I did meet him and he was my roommate at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez.
Small world for the Delaneys. Yes,
no, it really is.
I love this play too. I'll be directing it, I'm happy to say, because I can't wait to dive in. And it's a journey through space and time. It juxtaposes the 1970s to the future. And it, and there's a relationship with rock and roll, which is really cool. And taking those learnings from the past and thinking about our future is kind of what we're doing now, too. It's got humor, it's got pathos, and it gets you thinking. So I'm really excited for that. A Tlingit Christmas Carol is back by popular demand, on demand. And we're excited. That'll stream through December 20th to the 26th. And then the next show, after the first of the year, we'll start into production, The Brothers Paranormal by Prince Gomavias. I love this show. And it will run February 18th through March 6th. And this show, I mean, Frank, when you read it, the whole staff was like, we've got to do this show. It's it's based on the horror genre.
It is. It's spooky, fun, and it does deal with some timely issues as well. But if you're into that kind of scary, tense, it's not like gory scary. It's more tense and psychological thriller scary. It's more on that end of the scale than the other. But it's a fun play. We're really excited about it.
I love this play, too, because Prince Gomavias, who's a Thai-American playwright, is really into horror. And knows that in the Thai community, actually back in Thailand, they make really beautiful, really cool horror films. So that's how he became a fan of horror. And he thought, I got to bring that to the stage. So I'm really excited about it. And it's a Thai family who has a Ghostbuster business who meets a Black couple because they are Katrina climate refugees. And they feel that their apartment is haunted. And so they come to this business to basically get help. And of course, it goes from there. I won't say too much because it's best if there's a surprise. And then, of course, we could not leave this out there in COVID sort of, you know, where we left off in that mystic place of unresolved, you know, shows and that last season. We have to bring back Fun Home. We're so committed to it. We know the community was looking forward to it, and so are we. So Fun Home will be our final show of the season. As you know, that music is by Janine Tesori and book and lyrics by Lisa Krohn. And it's based on, you know, the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. And it's a Tony Award-winning show, and it will play April 22nd through May 8th. So we're so pleased to bring that show back and really finish that out.
Remind me again what happened with Fun Home.
So with Fun Home, we were in rehearsal. We were just a few days away from Tech Week, where we all start putting all of the elements together, and about 10 days away from opening when we were shut down by state mandate due to COVID. And we had to send everybody home and put the show up on blocks. And so the set was 90% done. It was all almost there. So this whole season, we're leaving that set in place, and the other two shows the sets will incorporate elements of that and be built on top. So it's an interesting and fun challenge for the designers.
I love that. That's a great use of what's already been created. Well done. And I just wanted to ask, so Leslie, you'd said Tlingit Christmas Carol will be streaming, and there were some, I don't know if you meant that would be streaming virtually or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's you know how we produced it last year. So it's already recorded. So we'll be able to offer it on demand, which is wonderful. Then folks between those dates, December 20th to 26th, can tune in at their convenience. Yeah.
But, and we should say that Tlingit Christmas Carol is a free offering by our agreement with the playwright. We are not charging tickets for that. But if people enjoy it and they want to make donations based on that show, then we are welcome and happy to receive them.
Excellent. I mean, there were some absolutely heroic efforts to bring live theater to a virtual platform last season. I was really, really impressed with that. And what were some of the biggest successes you had? Did they kind of help support the theater through the pandemic?
Absolutely. In fact, this ties in with what I also want to share. I feel every show was a success and certainly a great process for us to go virtual with the wonderful support of our associate managing director, Josh Lohman, who also comes from a filmmaking background. So we had some skill sets working there. So I always lift up Josh for his major contribution. But one of our largest successes was Spirit of the Valley by Frank Henry Cattas. And we had, that was one of those live virtual kind of hybrid, you know, theater productions. And we had a matinee because we're almost 1,000 students and teachers were able to tune in because we were virtual from all over the state. And what a beautiful, perfect show to honor the land and the relationships of these siblings with their culture and traditions. It was really wonderful. And so we're taking all those learnings forward. And I can say that opening the following season will be, you know, fall of 2022, will be another Frank Cattas play, Where the Summit Meets the Stars. And we had workshopped that right before COVID hit at the end of 2019, I guess. It seems like a lifetime ago. And so it's a very anticipated piece as well. So we're excited to open the next season with that show.
Yeah, I'd like to add that Spirit of the Valley, that student matinee that you're talking about, that's the single largest student matinee in the history of Perseverance Theater. Because we were able to get so many students connected to that. It's larger than any venue that we typically perform in. And this last season, even though we were shut down and we were doing streaming, we had 5 shows and we had more than 15 community events of different types, community conversations and presentations. We also used our expertise that we were building to help out some other organizations present their streaming content. And so it was a huge learning experience and very successful given the constraints. That's the easiest way to say it, I think.
and to build on that, thank you, Frank. Yes, I want to share too that the Black Alaskan Art Matters program will be back. And those 3 curators are back with us. So we're really excited to keep lifting up the Black Alaskan art community and support them to build their network and continue forward.
That's so great to hear. I'm really glad to hear that not all the news was bad in the last year and that you guys really managed to truly persevere. So thanks so much for speaking to me today, Frank Delaney, Leslie Ishii. I wish we had a little bit more time, but I know our listeners can go online and find out more information at ptalaska.org. Thanks again for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Shelley. Always a pleasure.